Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Brian Hatch, an organizer for the third annual Knoxville Cancer Relay.
This year, the third year of the Cancer Relay. Give us a little background and tell us what's new this year.
Like you said, it will be our third year running this. This year is going to be very similar to last year. We had a lot of positive response from last year's run staying here in town. People felt more connected. They could come out and donate. They could come out and run with us, see us running throughout town, and I think they really enjoyed that. The relay team enjoyed it as well. It was a lot more enjoyable for us. We weren't as disconnected being clear out on a highway somewhere along Highway 92 like we were the first year. So it was a lot more enjoyable for everybody. One of the changes we will make this year, we've included a 1 mile and a 3 mile route inside of this 5 mile route that the runners will be running. So we want to encourage people to come out and participate. If people want to come out and run with us and they don't feel like they can run 5 miles, we do have that 1 mile option or that 3 mile option that will take you close to our base camp where we'll be set up so you can get back to where you started pretty easily.
How many relay runners are you planning on having?
Right now, we have about 13 runners, I believe. It started out with 10. We lost a few, gained a few. So, yeah, I think we're right about 13 runners right now.
And as far as just getting involved and running with them, I mean, people can just really join in at any time, come, run, watch.
Yeah, we encourage everybody to come out and be as involved as possible. Thursday night, October 13th, is when we will begin. We'll have a kickoff party that Thursday from 5:30 to 8:30, just to invite people out, have a meal. We'll have a meal and dessert there for everybody to enjoy, talk to the runners, encourage them. And at 7 o'clock that evening, we will kick off our first runner. From that point on, relay runners will start at the top of each hour from Kinloch Stadium. So anybody wanting to run, they're encouraged to come out at the top of each hour. You'll be guaranteed that there'll be a runner. We hope we can guarantee there'll be a runner ready to go out for their leg of the relay. Pretty easy to be involved.
Why is it a cancer relay? I mean, why are we running to support this effort?
Well, for me, it started 3 or 4 years ago. I was at the Coaches versus Cancer event and was just truly inspired. It's hard not to be by the whole entire event. And I walked away that night seeing all the money that Jim was able to raise from different people doing different things, whether it was swimming or bowling or whatever that may be. And my thing was running. You know, I like to run, and I've got a lot of friends. We all run together. We enjoy doing that thing. So I got a hold of some of my buddies right away that next day, and I said, we've got to do something. What can we do, you know, to put our skills and our talents out there to help promote this and help get money? So, yeah, that's how it all started. That's all we know how to do is run, so we decided to put a relay run together. I don't think initially the guys were thinking about running across the state of Iowa, but I talked them into it, and it worked out. But here we are today, and it's been very successful. I do have to thank the community. Been great, so supportive. Both years we've raised around $17,000 that we've got to pass on to Jim for the Coaches versus Cancer event, which is phenomenal. It's way more than I ever expected when we first started this. So I have to say thanks to the community. As always, they've come out and shown their support.
Brian, in your capacity as mayor, this is kind of an interesting thing, just in that Knoxville and Knoxville schools for the Coaches versus Cancer are one of the top fundraisers in the nation year over year among high schools, among colleges. And this is, you're part of that effort. But I mean, as a community, I mean, what does it say about Knoxville contributing so much in Coaches versus Cancer every year?
It's like we always say, you know, the people around here, that's what makes Knoxville special. I mean, we have very generous people, and we come out and prove that every time we're faced with a challenge. Our community steps up, and they'll hit a home run, you know, every time. And this is just another way that they prove that. I couldn't be more proud of Knoxville for having this event and the success that it has. And that's, you know, one of the reasons that I wanted to be involved with it. You know, you just see the amount of money that they raise. Like I said, it's super inspiring. And so it was hard for me not to want to be involved and be a part of such a successful event. So I'm very proud of Jim and Angie for putting on the Coaches versus Cancer event, and I'm very proud of the community for stepping up and supporting that in such a great way.
And could you remind us one more time of the dates?
Yeah, the relay will begin at 7 o'clock on October 13th. We will run for 24 hours and finish on the 14th, Friday night, before the varsity home football game.
Thanks again to Brian Hatch. This has been today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.